on the phone now with Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
We're doing okay, Tony, and we're not talking in the wintertime, but today we're talking about the extreme heat that is here in Western New York, a heat advisory in place for a good portion of the area today. Talk about the details of the heat advisory. What's at the source of that for the National Weather Service?
Yeah, we have a heat advisory in effect for most of Western New York. Runs from noontime today to 8 p.m. This evening. Looking for the combination of temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90 for inland areas away from the lakes. And high humidity will make it feel more like the mid to upper 90s from midday today through early this evening.
This is extraordinary for this time of the year, it seems to me, at least. You know, we have seen the weather get extremely hot earlier this summer, but there just doesn't seem to be any end to the mugginess. I mean, for you, is it unusual?
Yeah, it is unusual. We have this area of high pressure that's been pretty persistent across the southeastern United States, and it just keeps circulating the very moist and humid air right from the southeastern part of the United States right into the Great Lakes region. And we've been in this pattern pretty much the whole entire summer, and it looks like it's going to continue at least the early part of the fall season.
I know it's not the end of the month just yet, and that's not even the end of summer for sure, but at the same time, are we trending considerably higher this summer, this August?
Yeah, right now we're definitely in the top 10 as far as the warmest August go. We've got about a week left to go, and it looks like we are going to drop back a little bit on Thursday and Friday, but it looks like toward the last couple days of the month, we're going to see temperatures back into the 80s. So we'll be one of the hottest Augusts for sure.
All right, you did mention what's coming ahead. Why don't we get into that a little more specifically? What can we expect? We have a holiday weekend approaching here as well.
Yeah, we do have a holiday weekend, but before we get there, we got one more uncomfortable day on Wednesday. Heat indices again will be in the 90s. Then a pretty strong cold front will usher in a pretty big change for Thursday and Friday. It will drop us back into the 70s, believe it or not. And then for the holiday weekend, looks like we'll bounce back into the low to mid-80s. So pretty decent holiday weekend coming up. Maybe the only chance for any rain during that time might be during the day on Sunday.
Tony Ann Sweeney, always a great pleasure talking with you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, Jay. Take care.